it is very important that all students across the country get the same opportunities in getting a valued education. One way where that is giving a helping hand to many Australians is through the Young Australia League scholarships. And the chairman from the Young Australia League, Frank Scaper, joins us at the moment. Good morning, Frank. It is very important for those across the country that are experiencing hardships through distance or disability. But your scholarship really comes and picks up some of the slack there, doesn't it?
It does indeed. We've worked very hard to work out how best we could stay relevant to young people, and we found that the scholarship program has certainly hit the mark. We've had some wonderful applications and given out some wonderful scholarships to very deserving people.
Frank, can you just take us through those students that you're targeting specifically, the type of student that would actually benefit from your scholarship?
Yeah, the age is somewhere between 12 and 25. It takes in lower and upper secondary and also tertiary. We've not targeted only the academically gifted. We are saying that young people who feel they just need a bit of a hand up, and it might be their circumstance, it might be economic, it might be where they live, it might be that, you know, they're new to Australia and are only permanent resident, they haven't yet become Australians, and those that don't really apply for deservant of other scholarship programs that are around. We've tried very hard to be just a little bit different to what others have offered, and we've been very successful. We found, for example, there were two young people that we gave scholarships to last year who were severely disabled and ended up with the tertiary scholarships of $12,500 each. And it was just, you know, that the money gave them an opportunity to deal with their disability in order to get across to study what they wanted to do. And in that sense, I think we've really been very successful in striking them out.
Frank, it is really good that those students that may not necessarily get full access to education are going to have the opportunity. How exactly does the Young Australia League scholarship help out students? What does it specifically do?
I often talk about it giving them a hand up. We're not there permanently, and they've got to make their own way. They've got to show a desire that they want to succeed themselves, because without that, we couldn't be successful with them. But the money is just enough to give them a hand up and to get them over a point in their life where they normally wouldn't have been able to continue with their education. Usually when we look at applications, we know which ones are going to be the ones that are really deserving. And there's a whole diverse range of backgrounds that we've had scholarship applications from newly arrived Australians to a young man who had learning difficulties, and he was on a farm and he wanted to do agriculture, a rural agriculture school, to some kids who wanted to do performing arts and had to come and live in the city, and the money was just enough to allow them to come from a country setting and get into a school they wanted to get into, and it just made the difference to the family. I guess we look for where the margin is and where we can make the difference with a little bit of money we can give them.
Frank, it really does sound like you're able to make a difference in many young people's lives with the scholarships there. And in fact, we have some information on the Morning Show page of our website at 2NURFM.com for those who would like to find out just a little bit more about how it all works. Frank, thank you for your time with us this morning.
Pleasure's all mine.
It is Frank Schaefer there from the Young Australia League Scholarship. If you'd like some information, head to 2NURFM.com.